Sunday share. Hey.
Sag dir genau. Mit dem Tommy Arbeit. Michlau, der Icke told us. Told us same, Kajoitze, Memolav, Kajoitze, Boyen. Like more starts, Gabi Shabbos, Nan, Ovis, Melochis, Arboim, Choser, Achas. Ovis, Michlau, der Icke told us. And dir, der Aloche is, told us same, Kajoitze, Boyen. Loishno av chatos, loishno toldo chatos. Loishno av skile, loishno toldo skile. So the Gemara brings the first case that in Shabbos told the same kayaitzepe. Aber azei, maike ben avle toldo. If both are chayev chatos b'sheikim and skile b'meizi, maike ben avle toldo. So the Gemara in afkemine, di luovich te oves bada adobi, from two different oves. Ina mishtei toldes ba'ade adodi mechayev al kol chode v'chode is chayev shtayim shtei two different oves two different toldes is chayev shtayim v'ilu ovid av v'tolde didei lo'y mechayev al chode and if he does a av v'tolde didei is lo'y mechayev al chode. This is the Gemara. So state in the Gemara that why it's called Oves V'Toldes. The reason it's called Oves V'Toldes is that if you do two different Oves, you chayev shtayim. Two different Toldes from two different Shemes, you chayev shtayim. And v'ilu ovid av v'tolda didei le'mechayev elo achas. Zogt Rashi. Chatos b'shegek skilo b'meizi. The ovid shtei Oves b'shegek mechayev talti chatoes. The Ovi told the Av, Le Mechayev Elo Chode. Av Melochet. Aval a told the Didei, Le Mechayev. So long as I'm good at Rashi. Le Mechayev Elo Chode. Av Melochet. Aval a told the Didei, Le Mechayev. So in this Rashi, there's a big chidush in the Rashi. Rashi says, why when a person does av v'tolda didei le'mechayev elo chode, av meloche, aval atolda didei le'mechayev. It's mashma in Rashi, that when you do av and atolda, you chayev ala av, and you're not chayev ala tolda. These are the words of Rashi. Le'mechayev elo chode, av meloche, aval atolda didei le'mechayev. And I want to be masbir a little bit. When a person does two oves from two different shemes, is chayev shtayim. Two toldes from two different shemes, is chayev shtayim. What would it be if he does the same av twice? Koitzer and koitzer. Puts on the light and puts on the light. Is chayev only one? He does two toldes from the same av, more in Chris's state, is chayev only achas. Why? Are every putting on the light in Shabbos is a meloche. Every koitzer is a meloche. Why the aloche is, if he does the av twice, he's only chayev, the same av is chayev only one. And if he does two different oves, he's chayev shtayim. And the Gemara explains it, as if a person eats chaylev v'dam, he's chayev shtayim. But if he eats chaylev and chaylev, he's chayev only achas. Avada is chayev on every one of them. But he brings one korban, and the korban is oile for both. So again, Avada is chayev on both. But he brings one korban, and is chayev on both. When it's chiluk shemois, chaylev adam, is chayev shtayim, even if it's be'er lemachas. But if he does dam twice, be'er lemachas. So we call it, there's no chiluk shemois, is chayev alo achas. And Shabbos, if he does two different others, is chayev shtayim. Two different toldos and two different others is chayev shtayim. If he does the same av twice, is chayev one. If he does the same totus and the same av, he's chayav only one. Now the Gemara is mechadesh, if he does av the tolda the day, he's also chayav only one. If he does av the tolda the day, he's chayav only one. Lechul, why is chayav only one? Because the tolda is similar to the av. As Eidi, if you will do the av twice, you'll be chayav only one. So if he does the av and the tolda, while the av belongs, the tolda belongs to the av, so he's also chayav only one. So if someone will have to explain why would a person does av and tolda the day, he's chayav only one, the hasbara will be because the tolda is the same family of the av. So as they be two others, you chayev one, if it's the same av. Here it's kilo I did the same av twice. And Rashi comes and he says, Amar Reb Shat. Le'michayev velocho de'av meloche. Aval atolda didei le'michayev, are it's not true. He's chayev on the tolda. He's chayev on the av. He brings one korban on both. If a person does an av twice, so he's chayev on every one of them. He brings one korban on both. Why Rashi decided that he's chayv on the av and not on the tolda? And you're right that the Maisi did the same thing twice. So he brings only one korban, but not on the av. And this pe'ulo that he did, doing the av and the tolda, he will bring one korban. And the korban will be oiler for both. And the korban will be oiler for both. But to say that he's chayv al av, it's chayv al av, it's chayv al tolda. It's chayv on both. When a person does av twice, and one is chayev, and number one and number two, he's chayev one korban and one and two together. Everyone has a reason to bring a korban. He brings one korban for the whole story. This is his parsha. He brings one korban for the parsha. Now he did an av and a tolda. The tolda is similar to the av. So you write that the tolda is similar to the av. So the male is chayv and the tolda, so he's chayv only one. Oh, but why Rashi says ala av? Not the emes. It's interesting. Before we start, the Talmud Rabbi Lutam, Stasis Talmud Rabbi Lutam in the Koivitz, he was writing the shiurim for Rabbi Lutam. And he brings down like this. It was a girse like Rashi. He's following the garsu. He ovid av the tolda the day, a av mechayev, a tolda loy mechayev. Veloy neire. The ochiku mechayev a tolda kmoy av. He's chayev one and one and both. But why is chayev al av? Lefichuch is gerus like our girse. He ovid av the tolda the day, le mechayev el achode. This is our girse and our gemore. Rashi, even that he had our girse, he was meforesh like the girse of Rabbi Lutam. The girse was lechayv elechode. So they are the second girse lemechayv atolde leav mechayv atolde loimechayv. So Rabbi Lutam is a toast. Because why is chayv on the av? Is chayv on the tolde like the av? Which is he brings one. So he changes the girse like our girse lemechayv elechode. So that's the girse. Rashi has our girse, but he's meforesh that is chayv on the av and not chayv on the tolde. As he's meforesh in Rashi. Before we explain, this Rashi is a very shveri Rashi. We have to boil it ois. First to know, who told Rashi to say such a pshat? Shlav Aleph. We have to mechalik the kashas to boil ois this mechulish the kashitas Rashi. Who told Rashi to say such a pshat? Lechure, the hechrech of Rashi was minei vebei in the sugi. We will see a davon niflu. The Gemara is asking a kasha. This is one of the things that are bothering the suge. Sido av and sido tolda. Why? If it's lavka yoitze, father is strong, tolda is not so strong. To be a isu on a chiyuvim, like in Babakame, isu on chiyuvim. But if it's kayoitze boy, why we call this an av and this is a tolda? So what the Gemara wants in the kasha? Val it's kayoitze, so what to do? What the Gemara wants? What the Tana will do? Give an option. What? Everything is obvious. Obvious malach. Atoil, azoyreya, hamashke, hazoymer, hamenakesh. All of them are obvious. Why you made a list of 39 obvious? Because the kasha. And for the Gemara, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because Shabbos, it goes with groups. If I would write 500 of us, I would think that you could get 500 chatoes in Shabbos. And it's not true. It's 39 groups in Avedas. That if you repeat them even 100 times, you bring one korban and the whole group. So it's divided to groups. This is the answer of the Gemara. The Tana can list every one of us. Because it's going with groups. I'm asking? I'm asking you, okay, it's with the groups. Maybe if I can make the tolda to be the av, and the av to be the tolda, call the av mashke, watering will be the av, and zereya will be the tolda. Why zereya is the av, and mashke, watering, or menakesh is the tolda? Change the order. I'm asking you why this is an av and this is a tolda. If it's lav kayoitze, I understand. But if it's kayoitze, so I understand, you can't give all of them one name. We have to give it groups. Why you decided that these 39 are masters, are av, and all of them are under that? Av and tolda are the same. What makes this av and what makes this tolda? So look, Talmid Rabbeinu Tam in the next piece asks the kasha. V'im toima hashto lo yadine lama k'tzire av v'lisha tov eime yibche. You answered me why it's not one line of why this is the av and this is a tov that you didn't answer. Zog Rabbeinu Tam, this one will answer. You're right, I will say it, I'll leave it to Rab Lezer. That's very easy to say it. And I will explain. I'll leave it to Rab Lezer, this is the only nafkemine, not so gishma. I'll leave it to Dan, it's groups. I have to call it the 39 groups. You ask me why to put this one in the head? The one that in the Mishkan, I give him the head. The rest I put in the group. You're right, it's no lumbus. Rab Lezer that holds that I'm chayav on everyone and one. So why to make it groups? We have to swallow what is the answer to the Gemara later. But I leave it at Nekame, the Iker Kasha is, make it like one piece. The answer is groups, but you didn't answer why he's the Av and he's the Tolda. We'll leave it to later. Inami, you know what? I don't have an answer. But if I will call the Tolda Av and the Av a Tolda, you will ask me and why this is a Tolda and this is an Av. So how you want me to do it? I need to make a group. How to make the group? I have to pick one and say everyone that looks like him, one. Everyone likes to look like him, two. I have to make 39. I have to divide it to 39. How I know to divide it? Maybe the Mishkan, so it's very good. And if not, I say so. V'yishleima da'aytayme l'Rab Lezer. L'chash Talmud alim d'Rabbonon. Ine mi yishleima, einech enami. Yehava min ha'ibche, ha'vi makshinen ve'im ha'ibche. Lo'ch l'chash Talmud l'da'ak l'Rabbonon. Mikol Mokoyim, Rabbeinu Tam is teaching us what was going on behind the Gemara. Behind the Gemara was, the Gemara came a kasha. If Ovis is master and told us is less, so this is Av the told. But if it's Kayoitze boy, Vos is Av and Vos is told. Meaning to say, write everything in a list. Teretz says it's groups. Because you're not Chayav Chatos and all of them. If you do a lot of them together, if you do one Av and all of us told us, it's only one. So b'meila we have to divide into groups. Why this is a tolda and this is a av? This taka is not so answered. This taka is not so answered. We'll leave it to later. We'll answer hachdav of a mishkan. You have to anyone choose one. So we chose one. Mishnah zakash. Rashi. Had shvel discussion. Now, Rashi had shvel discussion. Why the Gemara calls this one an av and this one a tolda? And the Gemara had a kasha. Maishno de hanach oves ve hanach toldas. And we have to come with an answer. We have a kasha. Maishno oves u maishno toldas. And the answer of the Gemara has to answer all of the questions. So Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Because this is av and this is tolda. You chayev on the av and you're not chayev on the tolder. And that's Kaminas we'll see later. Zog the Gemara, I'm calling this one av and this one tolder, because when you do them together, you chayev ala av and you're not chayev ala tolder. You chayev ala av and you're not chayev ala tolder. So while I'm chayev ala av and I'm not chayev ala tolder, so again, it's groups, but not stam groups. This is the one that I'm chayev, and the tolder goes into the av. The av doesn't go into the tolder. Why I tell you he's the av? Because it was in the Mishnah. But I'm telling you he's the av. So it's nafkemin, and later we'll see the achoyim nafkeminis. But if Rashi, we're telling us that it's the av and the tolder, bedavke, not only groups. Rabbi Nutam learns, when I do the av and the tolder, I'm chayev one, not because the father is including the tolder. The tolder is swallowed into the av. No. It's as maybe I did two of us. Av and tolder is like I did two of us, and I bring one. I just repeated my mice twice. And I'm chayev on one of the two. Doesn't make a difference what. I bring one korban and both together. So the Mele has no really reason why to call one av and one to call one tolder. So the Gemara didn't answer really. He says, yeah, but we answered it as a group. The rest, other will use the next teretz of the Gemara, or anyway, it's no teretz. That was not so bothering the Gemara. But we see from Rabbi Nutam that this was the following question. This was machriach Rashi to say that when the Gemara answers, the Ovid Avetolder, the Deilo Mechayev Elochode, Farvos, well, this is an Av, this is a Tolder. The Gemara answered, am I calling the Av, am I calling the Tolder? That if you do an Av and a Tolder, you Chayev ala Av, and you not Chayev ala Tolder. So you Chayev only one. Why you Chayev only one? Because he's the Av and he's the Tolder. This was the Hechech in Rashi and Pshat to say that it's not stam, I'm chayev on one because it's the same set. Like doing two others, doing the same two toldes. The reason I'm chayev achad is because I'm doing an av and a tolde, and I'm chayev on the av and not on the tolde. So we made a kori le'av. Kori le'av. What? What the Mishnah says is the av. The Gemara is not asking how we know. Shmuel is asking Akashi, how we know that he's the Av and he's the Tolde? We're not learning Masechta Shabbos now. And the Gemara did not ask how I know. She wants to know why he has the name of a father and why he has the name of a Tolde. Because he swallows him. To know how I know who is the Av and who is the Tolde, I will learn Masechta Shabbos and I will tell you what Shtei Dob. Hardab and Mishkan Chashiva. Oh, but it's not our Sugya. No, it's not the next Gemara. It's not our Sugya. We didn't ask why. We asked, if it's the same, so why I'm calling this one a Av and this one a Tolder? I want to tell you and for the Gemara, because when I do both together, I'm chayev on the Av and not on the Tolder. So the Tana is telling me who is the Av. This is Tzura Salimud of a Gemara. Also, Rabbi Nutam wanted that this would be the Mahalach. Abba Vali said it's not true. I'm not chayev dafka on the Av. So I answered groups. But why Av? It has to be groups. Why I'm calling him Av? Him Av and him Tolder? He didn't answer why he Av and him Tolder. But if Rashi, the answer is, I'm chayev ala av, and I'm not chayev ala tolder. We have to explain the Rashi. But this is the reason I'm calling him av. Why he's called av and he's called tolder? Milag Mishkan Shabbos itself. You want to know what is the answer? Hardav Mishkan is called av. But it's not a kash that we have to use the next talents of the Gemara. Because this is not the kash. Mashahinga lefir abinutam, be'etzem are the same, and be'ele we have to make groups. Why we create groups like that? Ein echanami, we'll say mach on the next terrors of the Gemara, the hachdav of Mishkan Chashiva, this is the way to build the groups. Back to Rashi. Mikol mekoim Rashi was mechadesh that is chayev ala av, ve'loy ala tolde. Vilu'ovi av told that the day loy mechayev. Shtikl shoychad like Rashi. Ari, if the vote is not like Rashi, like Rabbi Nutam, that not that he's chayev on the av. He's chayev because it's one family. So be'etzim, it's not only av told. If you do two toldes from the same av, you also chayev only one. So why you call it vilu'ovi av told? Vilovich, they told us, Moiso Av, you also chayev only one. It's mashiv from the Gemara that the noise is So the next line of the Gemara, "Vele Rab Lezer, the mechayev atoldo memokim av." And Rab Lezer is also mechayev shtei toldos moiso av. He learns everyone separately. The mechayev atoldo memokim av. The nice is if you chayev toldo memokim av. Lemaisa Rashi repeats himself twice in Masechta Shabbos. And daf ayin hey, and dibur amaskir lafukim in Rab Lezer, Rashi says it klor. V'tone arei elu lemiute. Now listen to Roshan Rashi. Shim also toldoiseyem imoem, eino imevi aleihem chatos. Who is aleihem? I'm reading Rashi ayin hey, omud beis dibur amaskir lafukim. אלא למיעוטה, שאם עושו תולדויסיהם אימוהם, שאינו ימייבי עליהם חטוס. Rashi doesn't say that he's chayv one חטוס on both. שאם עושו תולדויסיהם אימוהם, אינו ימייבי עליהם חטוס. He doesn't bring חטוס עליהם. And who on the תולדס? Rashi in the Vov repeats himself again. And Dibur HaMaskil Chayev Al Kol Achas Shim Oso Toldoseyem Imoem. Here's state Eino Imevi Ala Tolde Eicha Shasoyim Avio. Why? No, you bring one for both. Eino Imevi Ala Tolde State in Rashi Eino Imevi Ala Tolde. Then Rashi repeats the Avelika Oise V'Choyze V'Oise. That's a little bit Shmer. Are it's not Nitzad Oise V'Choyze V'Oise. Rashi had to say, he just doesn't have to bring on the Tolda. A stira and the Rashi will have to be miyashir. Bezes Hashem. So Bikomukim, Rashi was mishalesh dibroisov three times. Mayos, shein mechayev chode ala av, aval a Tolda didei loy mechayev, words close. Rashi Shabbos ayin hei, ein mechayev aleyem. Rashi in Shabbos davov, sheafilu osa Tolda sei mimayim, einoy meivi ala Tolda, einoy meivi ala Tolda. He only brings a lot. No, Rashi, his mom says, "Shabbos like Oisa, v'Choyza v'Oisa." I swear, Rashi and Shabbos davar about this. So to be masbir a shtei kolshitas Rashi. Rashi stated when you do an av and a tolda, you chayev on the av and not on the tolda. As he stated in Rashi, you chayev on the av and not on the tolda. What's the pshat? So. Chaim Tzanzer and Tetzis Chaim and Lemaisa the Tiferes Shmuel in the back, they say Azan Nafkemina, Nafkemina Ledina in the Rashi. The halacha is like this: if a person is Mechal Shabbos, he puts on the light twice. So the halacha is like this: if it's B'shtei Ha'alomis, B'shtei Ha'alomis, first he put it on once. Then he went, oh, Shabbos. Then again he went out of the bathroom, and again he forgot, and he put on the light. So he has to bring two chatois. If it's behelem achas, he forgot that he's not allowed to put on the light, and he put it on twice, he brings one korban. Zaloche in korbonis, when you bring the korban, person does not there, when he brings the korban.
He remembers.
When he remembers. Oy hoyda eilov chatos o yasher oso. But Kaufman, he doesn't remember, he can't bring a chatos. Masking? What would be if he remembered that he put on the light once and he didn't remember the second time? And he bought a kolban. Then he remembers about the second time. So he has to bring another kolban. Kaufman was no yediyeh. Is no mechayev. The Gemara learns it in Shabbos. Oy hey da elo chatos le asher oso ad shenoy da elo. Ad shenoy da elo. Kol zman that is not noy da elo, he doesn't bring a chatos. Zog betoy tzchayim simen yudbei zon tefer Shmuel. What would be if a person made a tolda in av? And he bought a korban at the tolda. He remembered the tolda, but he didn't remember the av. He remembered it was Mechal Shabbos on the Tolda. He didn't remember it was Mechal Shabbos on the Av. Then he remembered it was Mechal Shabbos on the Av. So he has to bring another Korban on the Av. Oh, but what would it be if he bought a Korban on the Av and he didn't remember the Tolda? Zog that the Tolda is swallowed inside the Av and he's miskapa. This is the nafkamina and Rashi. The tolda is bichlau da'av. If he remembers the tolda first, he brings a korban on the tolda. But and then if he remembers later the av, so he brings another korban on the av. As if like the post, yes. So Rashi learns that the chiddush is about if noida the chatos of the tolda and you bought a korban and then it's noida after you bring the korban on the av, how do you bring again on the av? Abaluyatsu you bought on the av, and then was noida the chatos of the tolda. You bought this one. The first Shmuel is mechadish bedas Rashi. When I say that it's a schaim is mechadish bedas Rashi ladine. Maybe he's not coming what he did. First, he makes cheshbonos. Tesis and Shabbos clears that the daf tzadik zayin. Mahadin. If you want a korban on the av and you didn't know about the toto, and achakach noida la toto. Tesis also had a tzad that's included. Tesis, yeah, it's not. But maybe it's not the tefer Shmuel b'das Rashi. That if you bring a korban on the av, you koilel the tolda, and you don't have to bring a korban on the tolda. And this is the Rashi in our sugya. Rashi is not talking. No, the echetimtza is alamol. Rashi is talking the echetimtza. One of shach. If he remembers one alamol, he bring one korban. The chiddush is, and our sugya is that the av is koilel the tolda. The chiddush is that the av is koilel the tolda. The chiddush is that the av is going on the tolda. This was nischadish in the Mishnah. Again, we're asking a kasha. Was it nischadish that this is a av and this is a tolda? I want to explain. The fact that if you do both, you bring one, this is not a chiddush of a av and a tolda. This is a chiddush of a group. It doesn't need to be a tolda for being one. To make it clear to you. If you do the same av twice, you bring one. That the tolda is similar to the av, and you will bring one. If you do an av and a tolda, you don't have to call him tolda. You could call him similar. The tolda could be the av, and the av could be the tolda. This is what Talmud Rabbeinu Tam explained. Rashi was bothered about why. What is the matter that he's the father? That he's the same group. I understand. You bring one on every group. That I understand. But to call him a tolda has to be a nafkamina by what he's a tolda. So Rashi, the nafkamina is that when you do it with the av, the mechayev is the av and not the tolda. The mechayev is the av and not the tolda. While the mechayev is the av and not the tolda, where's the nafkamina when there's a mechayev the av and not the tolda? The nafkamina is that if you bring a korban without the ideas of tolda and the av, it will part of the tolda. Aval, if you bring a korban on the tolda, then you bring a korban on the av. Like every place that if you know one before the second one, you're not potul. But the chiddush, so again, why it's one? Aval, the fact that it's tolda, it's one. But that you don't have to call him a tolda. That's enough to call him a group. We'll see later, it's not a mokum now in the Rambam. It's some things that are called others. The Rambam has others, the moshul. A person is sifting and meshamer and merakel. We'll see later. Some of them in the Gemara both are called others. Not everything is called others. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Gogos, if you do two others that are similar, you also bring one. Not, you don't have to be told that to be called similar. Similar is one. So we're not asking about the fact that it's a told that it's similar and it's one. But for that, Zogd Rabbeinu Tam, I don't have to call him Av and him a Tolda. I could call him similar. The Gemara here, in Tchilas HaGemara, she wanted to be called Av a Tolda, so Rashi has to be a Nafkamina, that the Av could patter the Tolda. The Nafkamina is where the Av could patter the Tolda. Lo yale al adas, that if you do the Tolda, you chayev chatos. If you do the Tolda, you chayev chatos. And if you do the tolda, you chayv chatos, and you do it with the av, you're not chayv chatos. The person will do a tolda, it's chayv chatos. Because you did the av, you'll be potu. Ayala al adas. But the pshat is, the chet of the av includes the tolda, and valid the klus that told her, so that it is chayim. And the Tzvar Shmuel, if you will bring a korban on the af, the mele, the told her will be nichlan inside the af. This is the Divrei Rashi. Now, the shverkeit in Divrei Rashi is, chuzan, it's a pele atzumo. Pele atzumo az ashitas Rashi. Rashi and Shabbos finishes the Havelei ke'oise v'choizer v'oise. He's posach b'kad b'siyem b'chobos. He says, why you potu? Because you don't bring korban on the tolder. We explain because the av is koil on the tolder. And he finishes, I'll read the Loshon Rashi and Shabbos again. Shafilu also told the same imeyem, eina meivi ala tolder, eichad ha'asoyim ovio. The Havelei ke'oise v'choizer v'oise. The Havelei ke'oise v'choizer v'oise. Why Rashi has to say the Havelei ke'oise v'choizer v'oise? Why have to be ke'oise v'choizer v'oise? Choise v'choizer v'oise. You told me that when you do the Av, swallow the Torah. You bring one. When they're not swallowing each other, I understand. Choise v'choizer v'oise, you bring one. But Rashi decided that Av has a psakoyach on the Torah, that the mamish together, and you bring the av, you part of the tolda, even if there's no yedi on the tolda. So Rashi starts, ve'enu mevi ala tolda, heicha da asoim avio. The havele ke oise v'choizo v'oise. So you could bleib tzorich here. That's how the Poros Yosef asks even more from that. So if you bring a korban on the tolda, when you only found out about the tolda, and then you find out about the av, and you bring a korban on the av, so the first korban becomes chulin ba'azor? Yeah, it's not such a real kasha. Because when I bought. It could be a chetimtzus. I don't want to go into the Poros Yosef. You'd like to see yourself the Poros Yosef. So what is the avoda do? What is the avoda do? So Ken Zayin, the avoda is like this. If a person does the same avera twice, he's chayev. He eats dam twice, he's chayev one. Every one of them. Why when you eat dam v'chaylev, you chayev shayev? But I wanted to think, I'm asking you a kash. I don't want too much to go into it, but I was trying, it's a double that a lot of people just do it quick. I've tried maybe to explain it a little bit. I'm asking you a simple kash, but listen good to the kash. I eat dam twice, I bring one korban. I'm chayev on every one of them, really. I eat dam v'chaylev, I bring two korbanos. What is the difference? Don't answer me. Stop. The first dam I'm chayev chados. Yes or not?
For eating dam.
For eating dam chayev chados. For eating second dam I'm chayev chados. Why one korban is enough? I eat dam v'chaylev, I need two. Chutz if you can tell me por adumo. I don't understand. We'll go to Gehenna. I ate dam twice. The amount of fire that I have there is less fire from Dan V'chelev. I'm telling you, I know it's the same. It's the same. No. It's for sure the same. He did the same Aveira twice. Now, if you tell me that the same Aveira, it doesn't count, it counts. I mean, we said, if it's Noida the first one, you bring a Korban. Noida the second one, you bring another Korban. It's Aloche, I have two Aveiras. I could chop it in one Korban. So why the two Averas from two names are different? It's one Avera, two Averas.
Two Averas, but in the same category.
How many
Chubas
do you
have
to do?
Two Chubas, for sure. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mefurish, Chas v'sholom, that a person will think that he doesn't have to do Chuba. Every hour that he doesn't learn is a separate Avera. V'al yite o'odom lo'imar. That he only from Chayef on Marcus. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chas v'sholom, that a person will think that it's a less Avera. He says that some people think, no, all of my life I ate Chas. I said, one day I'll do Chuba, then I ate Chas. I'm a Chuba, then I was a bachelor. Nish does it. I said, Rabbi Yehuda fixed it up. Not true. Shaggy is not for not knowing, it's for doing the Aveira. For doing the Aveira, not true. For doing the Aveira. It's the Dina Halome. The Gemara explains, Val, it's Shemois Mechulokim, it's Mechulek Lekorban Aseyim. I don't know what it means. not negate us the tifkeit of it. Was a salkedaitoch Av v'tolde and not the same Av. It's Shemois Nifrodim. Av v'tolde are Shemois Nifrodim. And Val Av v'tolde, you're right, is a drosha. Without the drosha, don't think I'm so far. As someone that is called Rab Lezer, that holds on Av v'tolde, Yechayim Shtayim. The same Av twice, Yechayim one. Rab Lezer says, Av v'tolde are two. Rab Lezer said, Av v'tolde are two Shemus. Avad is the same Isu. We'll see later in Tesis. Could be Masra the Shem of the Av. We'll see later in Tesis. Forget it. Avad it could be Abba Rab Lezer holds Yechayim Shtayim. Yechayim Shtayim. Manastira. Rashi learns first below this, without the halachas, even if we're not masking the shtikotayah. This is the way Reb Nochum said it. Rashi learns, you know what makes it that you chayev achas? Even that it's shtei shemes? While the tolde is bichlal de'av, we look at it like shem echot. While the Tolda is included inside the Av, we look at it like Shem Echot. So first the Chelek HaRishon belong this without the Nafkeminis. Rashi learned that Be'etzem, why it's called Choyzer Ve'oise and it's not called Shtei Shemes, because the Tolda is Bichlal the Av. Now it can't sign, like we said, while the Tolda is Bichlal the Av, it's so stark that the korban of the Av will part of the Tolda. This is the chiddush of the Teitzes Chaim and the Tiferes Shmuel B'das Rashi. If you don't want to say the chiddush, Rashi said the longest how it works. So Avada, it's a choizer ve'oise. Avada could be it's a choizer ve'oise. But the reason it's a choizer ve'oise because it's included beside Oisei Hashem. We'll get there. This is the first chiluk, the das Rashi. The Welt as a kasha. I think it's the wrong kasha, but the Welt as a kasha. The Welt as a kasha. If this is the pshat in Rashi, so we lechut of the same lav kayotze b'hem. And if you do the av twice, you chayev on either one of them. And if you have a yediyah and everyone separately, you bring two korbanos. And Av told that we said now in Rashi that if I bring a korban on the Av, I part of the Tolda if it is Chayim. So lechu a Tolda sayim lavka yoytze b'hem. Hazei frek the world. Lechu a Tolda sayim lavka yoytze b'hem. Gemara says in Shabbos told the same kayyitzu b'hem. Lechuas told the same lav kayyitzu b'hem. But the answer is punk fakert. Ein lecho kayyitzu b'hem godl mize. Kayyitzu b'hem doesn't have to mean that he will have the same halachas. Kayyitzu means the Torah is mamish like the Av. He's so similar that he's included in the Av. That is not a chisson in kayyitzu b'hem. Chisol and Kayyitzu b'hem means that he has a p'tur. He doesn't have a p'tur. He's managed like the Av. So if you did him with the Av, he's toffled to the Av.
Five toes.
What?
Five toes.
No. Av is like the Tolda. Two others, you have one. Two Toldas, you have one. Av the Tolda, the Av includes the Tolda. This is the Dvorim Apshut. Aber Azei, again, it's a Chidush Azei B'Das Rashi, but we will go with the Chidush B'Das Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchei Shgoges is a very shver Rambam. Perek Zayin Hilchei Shgoges. The Rambam paskens like this. האויסה אב ותולדויסו אינו חייב אלו אחס. ואין צורך למה האויסה תולדויס ארבע של אב אחד שאינו חייב אלו אחס. אוסו תולדו של אב זה ותולדו של אב זה יראה לי שהוא חייב שתיים. אוסו תולדו של אב זה ותולדו של אב זה יראה לי שהוא חייב שתיים. So the Rambam paskens, if you do two toldes from two different oves, you chayev shtayim. Alts is good. Bring the case of Mishnah, they asked Reb Avrom Bnoi Shel Rambam. The Rambam says Yiroeh Li when he doesn't have a Gemara. It's often a Gemara, but we come it. The Yov Ishtayoves Be'adei Adodi, Inam Ishtay Toldes Be'adei Adodi, Mechayev. Why it's Yiroeli? It's often a Gemara. Shtei Oves Be'adei Adodi, Shtei Toldes Be'adei Adodi, Mechayev. What means Shtei Toldes Be'adei Adodi? Shtei Toldes from two different Oves, Yichayev. Shtei Oves from two different Oves, Yichayev. Yiroeli, the Rambam means I don't have a Mokar from Shas. This is the clan in Rambam. I didn't find it. There's no Gemara in Shas if someone does two Toldes. But Yiroeli, that is Chayev. That he had a tzadar, you're not chayev. Yiroeh li shu chayev. Shtei oves is chayev. It's often again. But shtei toldes and two different oves, yiroeh li shu chayev. Frag the kesef mishra, what is yiroeh li? It's a mefurash gemore. He obi shtei oves ba'adei adodi, inam shtei toldes ba'adei adodi, mechayev. Why is it called yiroeh li? Why is it called yiroeh li? Zogt Reb Avrom ben Rambam in the Marikurkus and the Kesef Mishneh, the Rambam had a tzad to learn the Gemara, maybe not a tzad. The Rambam read the Gemara differently. He obit shtei toldes be'adei adodi means shtei toldes shel oiso ya'av and yuchayev shtayim. If you do shtei oves, two separate oves, yichayev shtayim. And if you do two toldes from the same av, you also chayev shtayim. One second. First, the words. You should ask me, Zlav Kayoyitz, you give me a lot of kashas. But first, how the Rambam, as I never guess in Mishneh, the Rambam was mefarish the Gemara, that yovit shtei oves be'adei adodi mechayev means, if he did two oves from the same av, he's chayev shtayim. And why? I don't mean the same Tolda twice. Again, what the Gemara said, not what the Rambam said. First, how the Rambam learned Babikame? The Rambam learned Babikame, he ovid shtei oves, two separate oves, inami, ilu ovid shtei toldes from the same av, he's Mechayev Shtayim. And why is Chayev Shtayim? Why not? When a person does two things with two different names, he's Chayev Shtayim. So what if they have the same father? Oh, but they're two separate Zachen. Who is that? This is Shitas Rashi. We don't have a Mefurash Rashi that Rashi said that the Gemara meant it. Oh, but if we learn the Gemara like Rashi, we could take the Gemara to one more step. Rashi already tells us, why you potul be'av toldeh? Not because it's repeating. Because the av includes the tolde. Oh, but when you do two toldes on the same av, so what happens when you do two toldes on the same av? Then you don't have the svore that the av is koil of the tolde. So while deal you don't have the svore that the av is koil of the tolde, you chayev shtayim. And the Marikurku says that this is the reason the Rambam the Halacha before said, "Aoisa shteyoves, aoisa av tolde chayv achas ben zoch leimar shtei toldes moisa av, because it was a salkedai doch nishta zay." Now we don't pass in this gemara. We have more in krisis that if you do two toldes on the same av, you chayv achas. Kedutu told us in the same Av, Yechayev Achas. And we have to know how to answer that Din Lefi Rashi. The Gemara in different places will be Yashiv. The Gemara will be Yashiv the Gemaras. Marikuku says that we had a Gemara. We're asking Be'etzim Akasha and Rashi. And on Rashi it's a pellet because Rashi is not only in Bobikame, Rashi is in three places in Shas. That the Abbe told her, Yuchayim and the Abbe not on the told her. But that's a Rambam we're going to divide. But that's a Rambam, we answer, we said a Pshat and Rashi. We said a Pshat and Rashi, and we said a Vada Rashi holds. Rashi holds that Bishnei told us, L'chure, l'fi Rashi, what will be Bishnei told us? So we said, maybe Ein Echanami Rashi will hold Yichayev Achas. Here the Chiddush is that if you bring a Korban on the Av, and then there's a Yediyah on the Tolda, you put her on the Tolda. Can't say this is the Chiddush of Rashi. But the Rambam, Marikuku says, the Rambam had a tzad to learn the Gemara in Bobekame, the Loike Hilchese, and the Gemara in Bobekame will learn that Av told the Av Pat is the Tolda. But she told us it's Taki Chayev Shtai. Now, you could say it in a lot of different levels. If you want just to go easy, you say, Avada Sinishta Zay. But you could have such a tzad in the Gemara. So the Rambam has to say royally, because it's not an offer in the Gemara. It's the easy way to say it. Not that the Rambam really will learn like this the Gemara. But you could learn the Gemara like this. So you can't ask me za often a Gemara. And you could learn the Gemara differently. And there's a reason to learn the Gemara differently. Because why the Gemara has to say that the Nafkamina, that this is a Abba, this is a Tolda, if you do... I want to explain. This Gemara Be'etzem is a Shvera Gemara. The Gemara tried to tell me why he's Abba and he's Tolda. Tell me a Nafkamina that if you do two Toldas in the same Ab, you chayev one. Why to speak the whole time and the Tolda with the Av? Why to speak and the Tolda with the Av? Say two Toldas in the same Av, you chayev one? The Gemara Be'etzem misses and skips out the case. Shtei Oves, Shtei Toldas, Ave Tolda. What? Shtei Oves, Chayev Shtayim, Shtei Toldas, Shtei Toldas, Shaloi Sa'av, Chayev Achas. The Gemara skips that case. Shtei Oves, Shtayim. Shtei Tolda Shtayim, Ave Tolda Echad. Vele Rab Lezer de Mechayev, Ave Tolda. Why you don't speak about Shtei Tolda Shalo Yisrei Av? This is the Ohr Bepshaf. Zog dem Arikukus, the Rambam learned, nay, the Gmolim will be coming now. And I'll say why. Because, listen good, she had the kashe, maishno ovesu, maishno toldes, and she wanted it to be an afkemine and an avena tolde, so she wanted to say an afkemine that the av is the av, and nishken tolde, she said that she could take Rav Rashi. A second later, when she anyway said, hachda av mishken chashiva alibad Rav Lezer, she dropped that nafkemine. She doesn't need to say the chiddush already. Because anyway, you have an afkemine that hachda av mishken chashiva. But before the Gemara knew that hachda av mishken chashiva, she learned that the av is koilel the tolde. So I'm saying, b'das harambam, it's mechudosh. Because in the Rambam we say that lefi dehava mina shtei toldas avichayim. And Rashi, we didn't say it. So I just wanted to be minded the dvorim that will not be a fatumul. We have a diuk be Rashi that the Ave told the Yichayev al the Ave and not on the Tolda. And we have the Kashav of Rabbi Lutam Mapitom al Yichayev one korban and both. And Avad, if a person does two Toldas, I'm going back from the beginning. If Rashi is told me he will bring only one, lo yishomani he will bring two. The answer is Avad, it's only one. But when you do the Av and the Tolda is included b'toich ha'av. The nafkemina is the Teitzes Chaim and Tiferes Shmuel. We try to explain a little bit longer, but we try to explain. In the Rambam, we're taking it to the next step. The Rambam says he royally. So Avada, the Rambam paskins la aloha, not like that. He paskins Av and Tolda, you bring one korban. He doesn't say the chiddush of the Teitzes Chaim. He doesn't say the chiddush of the Tiferes Shmuel. But he says that there's no often a Gemara, there's no often a Gemara, and Shtei told us. You're right. Is the Gemara? So I will ask you a kasha. What do you mean it's not often a Gemara? But it's often a Gemara that Abba told us achas. So Shtey told us, the Teretz says on the Marikukus, Abba told there will be one, Shtey told us there will be two. Because Abba told there, the Abba includes the told there, and here it doesn't include the told there. So as they say, the Kesef Mishnah, the Marikukus, in Perek Zayin, Aloch Evo, Milchus, Shgogis. Again, Aval, Zvorim, Mechudoshim, we have Rabbeinu Tam that says Mefurish Nishtazei, and La'aloche is Avad and Nishtazei. No one had a tzad that we stay with the Schidush La'aloche. And I'm saying, even if Irashi, I don't believe that the Schidush is La'aloche, because La'aloche in the Gemara in Krisus is Kimat Mefurish, that Shtei told the Gemara Yisrael, Ahav, Yichai, Vachas. Let me get the second Chelik during the Sikh. Frag the Gemara. So the Gemara asked the Kashi, and the Rab Lezer, the Mechaev had told him, and 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 the Mechaev had told him, told him. So the Gemara, the Rab Lezer, it's a Mot Nezach. So why it's called Av, and this is called told him? There's no difference. Yechaev on everyone. Hach da'av b'mishkel chashiv v'kori le'av, hach da'av b'shalav mishkel chashiv v'kori le'tolde. So before we see the tesis in all the Rishonim, l'chu'uri, and as a tesis ha'rosh mixdan on the Shita, the Gemara has answered that be'etzem is no real nafkemina in the shame av v'tolde. There's no real nafkemina. Again, Avada, the Tanya writes down the klolim. But why he calls them a av and he doesn't call them a tolda, and the opposite, the Torah says, taken no reason why this is called the av and this is called the tolda. The only reason that this is called the av and this is called the tolda is because hach the av mishch hashiv v'kor le av, hach the av mishch hashiv v'kor le tolda. Now, before we start the tesis, I want to be marked. Michas Chinuch brings down that there's three shittas how a sroya works. How you have to give asroi? Shitas Rambam, you tell a person al techal on Shabbos, don't do it, because if you do it, it will kill you. Now you don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him why. Don't put on the light, and if you put on the light, they kill you. Then you have to tell him the oynesh. Not allowed to put on the light. Don't do it, and if you do it, you chayev misa. Rashi holds, you have to tell him the shame of the Aveira. So in Shabbos Lefi Rashi, what do you have to tell him? Loisase kol meloche. Shteit in Teire loisase kol meloche. I don't know if you tell him, you're not allowed to put on the light and you don't tell him loisase kol meloche, could be a bipotter even Lefi Rashi. I don't know. You have to tell him, Avu Shteit, well, why am I allowed to put on the light? Shteit loisase kol meloche. Says in the Torah, he says to melocha. Good, when you tell him, says in the Torah, not to put on the line, it means not to say melocha. Can't say. But again, if you're the Rambam, you don't have to tell him bichlal the shame of the Isur. You're not allowed to do this, and if you do that. Rashi says you have to tell him the shame of the Isur. The shame of the Isur. Yeah, how is the Agdore? Someone is hitting someone. Leisoysif, you have to tell him, is Yisrael Leisoysif? Hashem doesn't let the hit. Could be doesn't help. You have to give the shame of the Yisrael. Tesfes and Chagiga says, you have to tell him the shame of the Meloche. Soiveya, Koisev, Boine, he wants to know. You tell him he's playing with, he's building a tent. Not allowed. He says, why? I'm Boine. Is a Yisur Boine and Shabbos. Now, we'll see later. The Pshat in Tesfas is. So again, if you're the Rambam, you don't have to say Bichlal the shame Yisur. You're not allowed to do it, and it's a punishment. If you're the Rashi, you have to say the shame Yisur. Abel, Loisase kol melocha. Lefi Tesis and Chagiga, you have to say, Boine, Koisev, Koisher, Matir. Don't open your shoe, you Matir. Don't tie your shoe, you Koisher. Now, we'll see later, Bez Hashem. Why Lefi Tesis, you have to say Koisher? If Tesis learns that in Shabbos the Aveira is called Loitiya Koisha. And then it's Lametes Oves Melocha. So Hashem gave the shame of the Isur Koisha. Again, if you have to say Lesasiko Melocha Koisha, oh, it's enough to say Koisha. Oh, but you have to say Koisha. Lefi Rashi, you don't have to say Koisha. Lesasiko Melocha. Lefi Tesis, you have to say Koisha. We'll see Machlekes Rishonim, why you have to say Koisha. With a lot of Nafkeminis. If Lefi Rashi, Tesis, and Lametes Oves Melocha is Kilu Lametes Lavim. Other name, it's Stamaza Alocha that you have to say it. There's more places that is a lot of melochas. Now, the Minchas Chinuch understood, and I'm saying, Mashkov Rishonim, we have to go, what is Tesis Kash? Vim Toima, what's that Tesis? Veneim and Afkiminili and Asroya Shetzorich Lehasas, I told them Mishuma, Tesis Shitosri learned that the Din Asroya is on the Shem Meloche. With Irib Shah. So he understood that every Tolde needs a Asroeh b'shem Av. Even the Rab Lezer. Even that Rab Lezer is Mechayev a Tolde b'mokim Av. Over the shame of the Meloche is the Av. Even the Rab Lezer. Kidamrin and Tesla being Zeraye that you Mechayev to be Master b'shem Av. So the Mechassin Achlun that this Tesis is Gagel Gabigag. It's L'shitosoy that you have to have a Asroi B'Shem Av. Da'ayinu L'sasek O'Meloch is not enough. You have to say the Shem Av. And he learned that even if you're a blazer, you need to have a Asroi B'Shem De'Av. As any Mechassin Achlun that Tesis is Kashi. V'yeshloimar learns the Minchas Chinuch Tesis v'schoizer is bichlal no din le'asris b'shem da'av meloche. Is bichlal no din le'asris b'shem da'av meloche. It's enough to tell him you're not allowed to do it. Maybe like the Rambam. Or maybe it's enough to say le'isasri kol meloche. You don't have to say the shem da'av. If you say the wrong av, you make alkel. This is the Tchilas Advarim. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we'll see both tastes, see the Gantz Advarim.